Okay, well, does it have his thing in it?
This corrupt.
He's
all.
Okay.
My son, you asked about that neck. My son had one on his neck.
Yeah.
And I told him I would to God, it had been me. And yeah. I done wrong when I said it.
Why?
He liked to die because in less than a month, me and him was laying cotton by. And I was standing under a peach tree, eating peaches and drinking our cold water that we had. And a black widow spider got out of my neck and bit me on the shoulder.
Ooh.
And a place rotted out there big enough that you could drop the silver dollar in it.
Oh, that's horrible.
And
oh,
Roy
awful.
Said, Mother, I don't want you to never wish anything like that.
Yeah, I guess.
But they got something out of that. Dr. my sister-in-law was there with me,
yeah.
My oldest daughter. Dr. took three fingers and his thumb and pulled the awfulest lot of old rotten meat out of there. And Lizzie said, Julia, I seen your shoulder bone.
Oh, that's terrible.
I said, well, it ain't fair to it.
It must have hurt something awful.
Honey, I had to sleep on my tummy for about four or five months. Couldn't sleep no other way.
We have black widows in our garage. I've been killing them, but I haven't been as scared of them as I ought to be.
Well, you better put poison out and get shed of all of them, because them thing, one of them nabs you. Well, you've got something.
Look, that gives me creeps.
Well, honey, it's so. You want to see the scar?
Yeah, you got a scar still?
If I can get this dress unzipped or something.
If you open a blister, what do you call that liquid that forms under the skin? Under a blister?
Water. Okay. See if you can.
Well, over here, which shoulder? This one?
I don't know which one it is.
Oh, yeah, it's this one.
It's
right there. Gosh.
It's the right one, because the doctor said.
Yeah, that's big. It's that long.
Yeah, but it was bigger than that. It was.
That's terrible.
I know the reason I said it's my right, because the doctor said it's been my left and I've been a dead guy.
Why?
Because the poison went right straight to my heart. If it had been my left.
Oh, I think I'm going to be sick.
He's our family. What? He was our family doctor.
Yeah.
He said, Julia, you're lucky.
Well, that's just awful. If you're in a war and a bullet goes through your arm, you'd say you have a what?
Wound, bullet in your arm.
Okay.
Oh, shoot.
You need some help here? You want you to let me do it?
I can't. It's hung on
is
the
it
dress.
Hung on something?
Yeah, see, it hangs on.
Let me
this.
See if I can get it.
Honey, it hangs. This happens
to me all the time. Come on, zipper. There we go.
Now.
There you go. That happens to me all the time. And is that a plastic? Well, it's not a plastic zipper. The plastic zipper is the worst about that.
No, this ain't.
What do you call the kind of a wound that doesn't heal clean, but it has a kind of white granular stuff around it? Around the edge, and sometimes it has to be burned out or cut out. Burned out with alum.
Well, I don't know what to call them exactly, but
do you hear it called some kind of flesh?
Yeah, it's plowed flesh. That's what he had to take out of my shoulder after it healed up.
Ooh.
After he got the poison out of it and everything, he had to pull that plowed flesh out of my shoulder. He said it never would heal up if he didn't.
Terrible.
Then he filled it full of something.
But did it hurt?
It stung just a little bit, but not much, because he put a patch over it.
Yeah. What do you call the little medicine that you used to keep in a bottle in the medicine kit chest and have skull and crossbones on it, and it stings like crazy when you put it on. It's kind of...
iodine.
Okay. What do you call it? The stuff they used to give people for as a tonic for malaria. Or sometimes they just give it in pills to people like for a cold or something like that.
Well, now let me tell you, I took chilled honey.
Yeah.
And I took Oxidol.
What's that?
That's the kind of tonic they put out, the Oxidol.
Yeah.
And it had signs all the way from here to Jerusalem with it.
Yeah.
And me and my son, the most of the thing we done, because we both had chills.
Yeah.
We lived by a big sloop,
yeah.
And my youngest son. I'd be in bed with chill one day and a high fever, and the next day he'd be in bed with a high fever and a chill.
Oh, that's terrible.
And I'd have to help take care of him because his daddy and his brother was off work. He's about 6 years old.
About
4 years old because before Geneva was born.
They call it chill powder?
Chills, they call it just malarial chills.
Yeah, what do you take for it?
We took oxidine. Chill tonic.
Huh.
And that oxidine, ooh.
What is it like?
Bitter as gall. I had to give him the chill tonic.
Yeah. Is it a liquid or a powder?
It's liquid.
Yeah. Wait.